This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh, yeah. Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is tactical holsters. Tactical holsters is G-Code. And, well, where do we start? How do we start with this? G-Code is more than a way to carry your gun around. They are a one-stop shop if you need to go find some tactical accoutrements, if you will, because of what they built. Tactical nylon, they do themselves. They do that themselves. And, okay. And, the stuff they do is world class. World class. The Contact series is going to be at home on any battlefield, believe me. The holsters, the OSH, the XST, the SOC, all of them with a different mission, if you will. All of them indestructible. The ways you can carry your magazines, nearly the same stuff. All of that you can find at tacticalholsters.com. One of the things that a lot of people in business do is they read The Art of War by Sun Tzu. They do. Period. So it should come as no surprise that Donald Trump is conducting a lot of his foreign policy like he is a disciple of Sun Tzu. So contrary to the conventional wisdom, he does have a cognizant foreign policy, and he's rapidly unveiling its tactical instruments as he goes along. The widespread criticism of his alleged lack of grand global vision, replete with the mockery of sequential flip-flops on Syria, Russia, China, and NATO, is a reflexive reaction of a very confused political class that basically operates in a status quo, on a status quo basis. They're accustomed to checkers playing American leaders being outmaneuvered by their chess playing foreign peers. Trump channels The Art of War. This is a Chinese classic, and it's been studied since ancient times. It is the world's seminal guide to political and military strategy. The Art of War resonates today because Sun Tzu formulated his ideas in an environment characterized by ever-shifting patterns of alliance, the destabilization of interstate relationships, and warfare among aspirants to hegemony. So how does Trump operate using various captions from The Art of War? Well, he uses deception. Even though you are competent, appear incompetent. Though effective, appear ineffective. We have to be very confusing to our enemies at every opportunity. And sometimes the opportunity presents itself in apparent undesirable yet beneficial ways. There was Reagan's choreographed public persona vis-a-vis the then Soviet Union during the 1980s. The caricature of Reagan as an ignorant, warmongering, trigger-happy cowboy had the tangible benefit of keeping the Soviets off guard, unnerved and uncertain of potential American responses. Trump has the same advantage here. He's got a media and an opposition that consider him bellicose, extreme, and ill-considered in his responses to sensitive national security matters. So from Beijing to Tehran to Raqqa, there's now tangible apprehension that he may respond disproportionately to any provocation, which is, that's very favorable. Then there's secrecy. According to Sun Tzu, the business of the general is quiet and secret. His plans are calm and deeply hidden, so no one can figure them out. Secrecy and misdirection are essential arts. So on April 7th, no one from Capitol Hill to Damascus to the Kremlin knew that we would bombard one of the Syrian regime's airfields with 59 Tomahawk missiles. And that's the way Trump wanted it. No one knows whether this was a one-off action or a precursor to a full-fledged intervention. And that's the way he wants it to be, and that's the way he should keep it. Subtlety. Be extremely subtle. Thereby, you can be the director of the opponent's fate. In international relations, subtle generosity towards an adversary can be beneficial, but nothing confuses a leader more than a kind gesture from his enemy. So hence, nothing renders him or her more vulnerable. And witness Trump's calming rhetoric on currency manipulation and accommodating gestures on future trade agreements that incentivized Chinese President Xi Jinping to help contain the truly urgent matter of North Korea. Yeah? Right now, the entire region is moving in a way to contain North Korea. Do you think Obama could have done that? Do you think Bush could have done that? No. Then there's surprise. That's the advantages of unexpectedness. The element of surprise, so important for victory, depends on knowing others while being unknown to others. Obama's publicly explained, he explained to Islamic State his strategy to defeat them, and the tactics largely comprising remote control, drone, and limited airstrikes handcuffed by politically correct rules of engagement were too predictable. To make this worse, Obama then micromanaged his military leaders, which that's pretty foolish on his part, but that's beside the point. Unsurprisingly, though, the strategy failed. We couldn't defeat radical Islamic terrorism until and unless we began to mix things up. A more varied game plan would force the terrorists to second-guess their defensive strategies, and that would heighten the probability of actual victory. So to date, the surprise under Trump is the assorted and unpredictable approach to combating terrorism, including a de facto relaxation of the rules of engagement. He's also delegated tactical decision-making to his generals in the Middle Eastern and African hotspots, such as Somalia, where the U.S. Africa Command carries out counterterrorism operations against al-Shabaab, the al-Qaeda affiliate. This war with Islamic terrorism is an asymmetrical conflict between a nation and groups that have disparate military capability. The problem is that until recently, our leadership didn't know that, or at least chose not to demonstrate it. But Thursday saw the first battlefield use of the GBU-43/B, the MOAB. In a very unexpected move, we dropped the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat on the Islamic State new beachhead in eastern Afghanistan, killing 94 combatants. Flexibility. The key to victory is adaptability and inscrutability. Now, on the campaign trail, Trump had some very harsh words for those NATO allies not paying their share for the West defense budget. And he suggested that the military alliance may be obsolete. And now he says NATO isn't obsolete, and now he supports Montenegro's admittance into NATO. Why the changes? Well, the NATO Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, attests that Trump's focus upon freeloading allies resulted in several member countries increasing their contributions. He also appreciates how much Eastern Europe's NATO members unnerved Vladimir Putin, who I thought was the guy that got him in office in the first place, but that's beside the point. Montenegro was a very minor addition, but she's of tremendous symbolic value. Both moves signal to the Russian president that rather than Europe's diplomatic doormat, the Trump administration is more of a guard dog, willing to bite and attack and go for the throat. That has meaning and value. A whole lot of meaning and value. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Scott Evans, Jesse Lockhart, these guys have been with me for a long time. I've taken classes with them. These guys are shooters. They understand what it is that they need to build when it's a holster or a way to carry your equipment around. They listen to the input and then they execute it in a way nobody else can. And that's why I run G-Code equipment. I have so much of that stuff laying around here. It's unbelievable. Still have my first ever G-Code holster, a OSH for my Glock 17. Still use it. Still use it to this day. So, tacticalholsters.com. Go give them a look. Last year, in May, at the NRA meetup in Louisville, then candidate Trump showed up to address the NRA faithful at the ILA legislative meeting. And, of course, there was a big Secret Service presence. It was really unfun because, for me, they parked us out in a grassy field, and then it rained on us, and then the grassy field turned into a muddy bog. And I had a bunch of people wanting to go out and do all this stuff, and I couldn't go out and do all this stuff because I got stuck and about killed myself getting unstuck. This year, President Trump will come back and address the NRA at the meetup at the end of this month in Atlanta. Coming to join us in Atlanta will be members of Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action. They're planning to be there to protest us. I'm thinking about doing a couple of things. I will have cameras and I will have weapons. And I'm thinking about going to wherever they are and IDing how many armed people are there to protect the Moms Demand's Shannon Watts. Shannon Watts said degrading our nation's laws is a dream of NRA lobbyists and a nightmare for public safety. That's why our volunteers will be in Atlanta during the NRA annual meeting, just as we have shown up at town halls and in state houses across the country to stand up for the safety of our families and communities. We will not be silenced. We've always known this is a marathon, not a sprint, but it is a race we will win. Interesting. They started going to this in 2014 in Indianapolis. Then in Nashville, they had held a more private event in Louisville last year. They saw a special screening of Katie Couric's Under the Gun. And I don't know the scale of the planned Atlanta gathering. Besides Trump, this year's forum will see a number of right-leaning politicians speak, including newly elected Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, known for his tough-talking Crime Stoppers videos, and newly appointed U.S. Senator Luther Strange, Alabama's former attorney general, recently selected to replace the seat vacated by Jeff Sessions, who is now the attorney general. There will be one member of Trump's inner circle, and that will be Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke, the first Navy SEAL to be confirmed to a cabinet-level position. Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who blocked the controversial ballot referendum expanding background checks on gun transfers, is also scheduled to address the crowd. Now, I don't know what their goal will be in talking to us and in these people protesting, because that's really, they've missed that opportunity. See, the problem today is that they can get out there and say, well, this is all about our safety of our families, and it's about this and it's about that. That's not true, though. We have seen far too many instances of this not being true. Far too many. And that's a problem. It's a problem for them. I don't know exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to stop that, how they're going to combat it. It's certainly not going to be by, it's not going to be by getting out there and talking the same way. Because once again, this is their idea is the same talking points over and over again. It has gotten stale. It no longer resonates. The idea, and I have to talk to friends of mine all the time and tell them, stop calling them assault weapons. They'll get out there and say, why do they want to ban assault weapons? I have no idea. What they want to ban are semi-automatic box-fed rifles. What is an assault weapon? Or if you want to call it something, if you can't call it what it is, then call it a personal defense weapon or something. But getting out there and constantly using their vernacular in the conversation means that we are conscripting ourselves to their way of thinking. That's no way to win a rail, you know, to run a railroad. We gotta be a little bit different from these guys. We've got to get out there, and if we're going to push the truth, let's push out what we're actually talking about here. The AR-15 is a weapon in common use. It is used and has been used recently in a self-defense situation to good stead. In Oklahoma, they have been used before. They will be used again. They are not the weapon of choice of crime because you can't conceal them. And yet this is the low-hanging fruit that they wish to go after to ban, because if we get used to them banning a type of gun, then the next time they decide to ban a other type of gun, we will be okay with that. And that's why we have to resist it at all costs. So they'll be out there talking the same talking points about keeping their family safe and everything else. And they'll have to bus everybody in to listen to them. That's the fun part of it. But if I can find out where they are, I may go out there and have a gander at them just to see. I've heard that they like to mirror you when you're out there. And if one of them walks up on, I'll go in a group. I don't want to be in the middle of those crazy rabble-rousing leftists. They will think they're a little bit more than they are. I may have to remind them of exactly what it is that they really are. And that part will bother them a great deal as well. But the NRA meetup is going to be on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. And if you're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, I'll be around somewhere. I'm going to be around Nighthawk, or I'm going to be around all over the place and doing everything. And if you see me around, feel free to come up and introduce yourself. I would love to meet you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. You know, I never talk, one of the things, I very rarely talk about the Eclipse or the Incog, which there's a lot of people that do like a rigid inside the waistband holster, and Jesse Lockhart has taken this and turned this into actually a very comfortable holster with his fuzzy cover that he puts over it. This is a holster that retains its shape. It's the same Kydex as an outside-the-waistband holster. Does a very good job of retaining your weapon. It is a very low-profile holster, and it is a great holster. Check it out at tacticalholsters.com. Today... Trump came out and criticized his predecessor for being weak on illegal immigration and blamed him without evidence, according to Politico, this is what they're saying, for allowing the violent MS-13 gang to form in America. I don't think that's without evidence. The MS-13, they were using certain detention centers in Arizona as their staging area for their young gang members coming up, and they would, you know, they would get there and be held, and then they would make a phone call to the MS-13 members here in the United States, and they would come and pick them up and spring them and get them out. The weak illegal immigration policy of the Obama administration allowed bad MS-13 gangs to form in cities across the U.S. We are removing them fast, the president said on Twitter about 5:40 a.m. this morning. The MS-13 is based in Central America, formed by Salvadorans fleeing that country's civil war in the 1980s. The FBI recognizes that the gang was a growing threat in the early 2000s before Obama was elected, and in 2004 created a task force to investigate this violent international street gang. 2008, they stated the MS-13 had expanded to at least 42 states and D.C. During an interview with Fox & Friends, co-anchor Ainsley Earhart that aired Tuesday, Trump said his administration has already kicked out dangerous illegal immigrants who are in this country. He didn't specify MS-13 gang members. He said, I'm talking about illegal immigrants that were here that caused tremendous crime, that have murdered people, raped people, horrible things that have happened. They're getting the hell out. They're going to prison. It is a serious problem, and we never did anything about it, and now we're doing something about it. Yeah, well, that needs to be, that definitely needs to be going on. MS-13 is probably in the United States more prevalent than either ISIS or the drug cartels. They are drug pushers, but they also are very, very, very good at violence. They wage violence so well. And we do need to do something about it. Badly. Now, here's one thing that I've said many times, and I want to reiterate this while we're talking here. Well, it's just me and you, you know. Whenever you hear somebody get out there on the news saying that what we need is one more gun law, that's fake news. The idea that gun laws stop violence is fake news. It is propaganda. It is lies. Now, recently we had a school shooting in San Bernardino. And, we have to make sure that we do not proliferate a false equivalence when we're doing some of this stuff. But too often in violent crime events where firearms are involved, the leftist political groups are quick to denounce gun ownership. And in their view, which is increasingly mainstream, well, it's mainstream if you consider that everybody in the news reports it this way anyway. They, you know, more draconian gun laws are the answer to violent crime. That's fake news then. There's their fake news. Those supporting the progressive view have multiple pet statistics that they love to protect and project. They mention Japan, where only one in 175 households owns a firearm. What they forget to mention in Japan is that Japan also has no terrorist incidences there to speak of, because Japan has no immigration. Have you ever heard of Japan complaining about illegal immigration? That's because they have a very tight grip on this. They have a very homogenous one world population. They're all Japanese. They've all been raised the same way. They have crime there to be sure, but nothing like Europe has. Nothing. So that's one thing they neglect to mention about Japan. Japan is much more peaceful than the United States as well. They have a very low violent crime rate, and, you know, one in 100,000 people are murdered. So it stands to reason that there exists a correlation between gun ownership and firearm-related crime, right? That's what they say. There's so much more to it than that. The Japanese culture is a player in that as well. In a limited sense, the assertion of the progressive perspective is true. Japan will never have as high a firearm-related violent crime rate as the U.S., which, according to some statistics, the gun ownership rate is around 33%. There's not enough guns in Japan to catch up. But having said that, gun laws cannot possibly begin to solve our nation's violent crime epidemic that's happening now, because it is rising. Any claim to the contrary is either fake news or misguided reporting or lies, whichever way you want to put it, I don't care. What is not mentioned in the fake stream analysis of violent crime is that they almost always associate gun ownership as a casual factor. In reality, in a truly scientific analysis, must establish the existence of a cause and effect relationship. Otherwise, the data points are simple points of information. They have no relevance to it here. And this is the fatal flaw of progressivism. Rather than find something that's quantifiable or even a solid qualitative basis for their assumptions, they establish the assumption as the basis. They assume that gun ownership necessarily results in violent crime. They look for data points that support their predefined view. Their analysis is tainted from the very get-go. This is not scientific at all. This isn't as scientific as climate change. If you want to do something, you have to establish a purely agnostic baseline and let the results speak for themselves. Gary Kleck's done it. John Lott's done it. If gun laws were truly effective at limiting gun ownership and therefore violent crime, we would see a clear relationship between the proliferation of firearms and crime rates. Crime would be through the roof. There would be a million murders here in the United States today if it was about gun ownership. The more guns that were on the street, the more violent crime would be committed. But unfortunately for progressivism, when you look at the numbers, there's no useful relationship. And that's very conspicuous when you analyze the top 10 violent states in America. If the assertions from progressivism are accurate, we should see an increase in gun ownership statistics as the violent crime rate rises. Some cases that's true, and in others it is not. All told, we have a 32% correlation between gun ownership and violent crime. And from a scientific standpoint, 32% is weak, very weak. You could not make a useful hypothesis from such a low magnitude of correlation. So gun laws, based on this spurious relationship, would be misguided at best. So we'll continue on that when we get back, simply because it's a very interesting discussion to have, and it's just about over, and I want to get to the conclusion of that. But this is not, you know, we're not comparing cultures here. We cannot compare with Japan. Japan cannot compare with us. There's no way to take these two and tie them together. No, none. Hey, this is Lock and Load.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. Welcome back. Well, I wanted to finish up on this part about the fake news simply because if this is one of the things that social media doesn't want to be out there. One of the ways that this gets out there is that later on, this segment in a podcast will post up on my social media. If Facebook could figure out a way to keep that from getting out there, if they could keep me to where I have to restrict its use or only leave it to friends, they would do it. So putting out real information is very, very upsetting for the left. Now, I was talking, and I just want to get to the conclusion of this. I was talking about the how the supposition that more gun law would stop violence and gun violence, as they call it, and, you know, just violence is what it boils down to, is fake news. So when you look at the extreme ends of the bell curve, we start to see a picture emerge. If you take out the most violent state, which is Alaska, and the least violent state, which is Maryland, which I don't know how that actually works out that way, but it does, out of the top 10 by assigning a zero value to them, the overall correlation, which was already in the low 30 percentile, would drop to minus 5%. This is an extremely weak inverse correlation. It actually means that more guns equate to less violent crime. And to be fair, we cannot use that data to say that looser gun laws would solve our societal violence issues. This is a very deep-seated dilemma that goes far beyond gun laws and gun ownership. What we can say, however, with confidence, is that the vast majority of violent crimes, gun ownership is an irrelevant element to that. Logically, then, draconian gun laws would serve no purpose in addressing the ills of society. Now, here's the other thing about gun law. If you're going to have these gun laws, how about actually give them a little bit of teeth? Because a Chicago-area woman arrested last year for her role in illegally selling guns to prohibited buyers, making her a straw purchaser, some with gang affiliations,
has been sentenced to probation and community service just this past week. Simone Musa, 23, of the Chicago suburb of Mount Prospect, has to complete 15 whole days of community service in the Cook County Sheriff's Work Alternative Program and 12 months probation after pleading guilty to illegal transfer of firearms last week, according to the Daily Herald. Musa, who was arrested last September and charged with four felonies after an investigation by the CPD, concluded she had bought handguns through the benefit of her state-issued FOID card and then illegally resold them. One gun, a Glock 23, Musa later reported as stolen, was recovered by police from a juvenile offender on the west side. Another Glock, a Model 22, both of these guns, 40 caliber, was sold to Jason Barber 9 days after she bought it. Musa knew at the time that Barber was on probation for domestic battery and did not have an FOID card, which is needed to possess a handgun, just to own one in Illinois. Police later determined Barber had gang ties. The Glock was the second gun she sold to Barber. Over a six-month period, she purchased four Glocks and put a $1,000 deposit on an FN57 pistol. They were only able to recover the Glock from Barber, as well as one other gun and a box of 5.7 by 28 millimeter ammunition from her home. Musa placed three semi-automatic firearms on the street and was in possession of ammunition that is capable of piercing a bulletproof vest. That's the 5.7 by 28 millimeter. When they get out there and they're talking that kind of nonsense, lots of rounds penetrate soft body armor. Level 3A only stops 44 Magnum. 5.7 by 28 millimeter will punch through it. Musa placed three semi-automatic firearms on the street and was in possession of ammunition. Like they said, she was charged with two counts of illegal transfer of firearms and two counts of selling a firearm without a valid FOID. They noted at the time that she was unlikely to serve jail time despite the four felony charges, though she would likely see permanent revocation of her FOID card. She was free on $250,000 bond pending her court appearance last week, and she got probation. Probation. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If we're going to have penalties for breaking the law, it has to be real penalties. And these criminals cannot be, we got to lock these guys up. This young lady should be locked up for 10 years per offense. Instead of getting 40 years, she got 15 days and 12 months probation. Where is the justice? In the meantime, in New Jersey, with people like Shanine Allen, she had to get a pardon from Governor Christie to get on with her life. Where is the justice? This is why we need national reciprocity. This is why we need constitutional carry. And this needs to be forced on these states that will not allow their citizens to practice the art of self-defense without delay, because it is a constitutional right. It is not about getting out there. If all of this kept people safe, why has crime not stopped in New Jersey? Why hasn't, and don't tell me, well, you know, all of the less lenient gun states, they bring guns in from there. Well, they would come from somewhere, brother, because they are out there. Lots and lots of them are out there. They're not going, you can't snap your fingers and put that genie back in the bottle. Sorry. You simply have to understand that this is the world we live in today, and getting out there and taking your citizens and making them defenseless doesn't save them. Giving them the option
to be able to defend themselves might save them. We that do it on a regular basis, I carry a gun every day, all day. And when I do, I know that it is not going to win every time. I know that I know it's not a given that I'm going to win the gunfight if that's where I find myself. So, but I carry one anyway because I have a chance. I have a better chance of being armed than I do if somebody is armed and they're coming up on me. They're going to come up on me anyway. Better that I have a chance to fight back and, you know, protect me, protect mine. That's just all I'm looking for. That's all I want. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I want. And, you know. Well, we'll see what we get out of this. I mean, we've got a full Supreme Court now. Gorsuch is going to be active on this. It's a good time. We're in for a very good time. But we have to stay the course. We do need to continue to support the president. We need to be all over the Republicans because this is something where they have to perform. They have no choice but to perform. We have to have that. No two ways around it. So, there's that. We're still in the middle of this contest, and it will go on through the middle of the, till the end of the month, to win a Predator 2 from Nighthawk Customs. Now, I broke down the Falcon for the first time today, and I've never seen a pistol fitted that way. I've never seen one fitted that well. To me, the price tag that these come with is worth it because this is a marvelous, marvelous, the epitome of perfection machine in this form factor. And there is a link at the bottom of these podcast episodes where you can go and click to join in on the drawing they're going to have at the end of this month. Do that because it's well worth your time. When we get back, we're going to look at the fallacy of openness and tolerance here in these United States. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.